And another benefit to this is currently, right now, at the time of this filming, I'm earning 6.12%, not gangster, right? So, but here's what's cool about it. There's a lot of people out there that would call this an investment. I personally would not call this an investment. To me, that's not a good investment. Any good financial planner should be able to beat that, right? But here's what's different about this than your typical equities type investment strategy, is this is uninterrupted compounding interest. All right, gang, welcome to another episode of the Replace University podcast. As always, I'm your host, Michael Lush. And today, I kind of want to peel back the curtains, the emerald curtain of what Replace University is. And I don't know that we've talked about this a whole lot. We try to, in our marketing and our branding, to explain who we are, what we do, and why we do it. So I kind of wanted to just kind of go through what I call the flow of money and why these things have been designed a certain way. Prior to Replace University, we were called Replace Your Mortgage. But over the years, we just got into things that had nothing to do with mortgages, had nothing to do with home equity lines of credit. So we got some really good advice and said, you know what, you need to level up, call it Replace University, but still have Replace Your Mortgage underneath it and kind of parcel out so that it's more congruent of what you're actually teaching. Because if I was talking about bank-owned life insurance or infinity banking concepts and threw it under Replace Your Mortgage, I'd be like, that has nothing to do with mortgages or lines of credit. So that's what we did. So let's start off with the flow of money. So this is what I do with my money and what I propose that you should do with your money. And I will add something to it that we are still learning. We are still learning different strategies, different techniques. So this is a good foundation. It doesn't mean that it can't improve or get bigger and better. But Replace Your Mortgage is getting rid of that mortgage. So this is a what I would call a great vessel to store cash. And it has no limitations. Because the percentage of your income that you can put into a home equity line of credit is endless, right? If you make $100,000 a year, you can put $100,000 into your home equity line of credit. You make $500,000 a year, you can put it into your home equity line of credit. There are limitations to some other products, but this is why I say it's a great vessel to store cash. So by having what, you know, some companies would call paycheck parking, that's essentially what we're doing. Is we're taking all of our income and all of our assets and cash flow, and we're dumping it into this home equity line of credit. Doesn't have to be a home equity line of credit. This could be a business line of credit. This could be a personal line of credit. This could be a home equity line of credit in first lien or second lien position. The second lien sometimes makes sense, especially if we've got a client that had a 2.5% mortgage that they refinanced back in 2020 during COVID. We're not gonna see those rates for a very long time, if ever. So let's take advantage of that cheap cost of funds and leave it alone, and let's piggyback on it and get a second lien position, a home equity line of credit. And sometimes that allows them to get access to even more of their equity because of debt ratio constraints. So that's essentially what Replace Your Mortgage is it's replacing the mortgage with a better alternative, a more efficient tool to park your cash so that, let's say I have a $100,000 balance and I make 10 grand a month, 10 grand goes into it. Tomorrow, I pay interest on 90,000 instead of the 100. It's not an amortization schedule. It's a simple interest recasting feature, home equity line of credit. So the interest is more efficient to those that actually fit this strategy. And it's not like, you know, my buddy Chris talks about, it's like yoga pants. Everybody can wear them, but not everybody should. 70% of Americans should not even attempt this. You're living paycheck to paycheck. However, 30% of Americans are cash flow positive. You make more money than you spend. This is something that you should consider. It's far more efficient. Our average client pays their home off in 5 to 7 years. But this is still defensive, right? You could play offense with defense. You know, I've seen some football teams that was their only strategy of winning is getting an interception and run for a touchdown because their quarterback absolutely sucked. I won't name any names, but the Tennessee Titans. So this I would consider defense, but this is the first vessel to store cash. Then we get into Replace Your Retirement. Replace Your Retirement is utilizing an insurance product to also store cash. However, it's got a little bit more limitations than Replace Your Mortgage because I can't put 100% of my income into this because there are some tax benefits that come along with insurance. There are 4 tax codes that eliminate insurance from taxation. However, if I were to put more than what's called the MEC limit, the modified endowment contract, now I pierce the veil of that and essentially this can now be taxed. But this is another vessel to store cash. And another benefit to this is currently, right now, at the time of this filming, I'm earning 6.12%. Not gangster, right? So, but here's what's cool about it. There's a lot of people out there that would call this an investment. I personally would not call this an investment. To me, that's not a good investment. Any financial planner, I shouldn't say any good financial planner should be able to beat that, right? But here's what's different about this than your typical equities type investment strategy, is this is uninterrupted, which means no matter what happens in the market, I am guaranteed to get this dividend. This is the growth I'm going to get. But because I funneled money into my HELOC, then as much as I possibly can from my HELOC into Replace Your Retirement, I'm now getting this. So I've still got some defense over here. I got a little bit of defense and offense here, but I am also liquid here. Just because it's an insurance and not a checking account doesn't make it less liquid. I have the ability to borrow against my policy for things that are going to give me a higher yield return. So that's what leads us to Replace Your Employer. Real estate. What industry has made more millionaires than any other industry in history? Real estate. Whether that's wholesaling, if you don't have any money, you could wholesale properties, which means there's no money out of your pocket. You could do flips, you could do long terms, you could do Airbnbs, vacation rentals, etc. There's a huge library of information that we have in Replace Your Employer to teach you how to invest in real estate profitably with lower risk. And even if you don't have capital, there are lots of people sitting on the sideline that have capital, but don't want to swing a hammer. They don't want to vet deals. They want to analyze properties. They want to go out and find the properties. So they're just like, hey, I've got capital. Let's find a good crew that can do this. And let me just give you my money and let me get a 12% return on my money. Lots of people out there do it. So you don't have to have tons of capital to get into real estate investing, but now we're taking the 6% and we're growing it. So I can borrow from this policy, invest in real estate, and get a much better return. Then we get into Replace Your Dollar. Replace Your Dollar is essentially day trading. So you could learn to day trade, but we have a unique partner in Replace Your Dollar that actually shows people what's called corporate insider trading. So a lot of people don't know this, but Nancy Pelosi in 2022, 2023, probably 2021 and 2020, and I pick on her just because we all know I'm Republican and I'm a bit biased, so I'm gonna pick on a Democrat, but truthfully, unbiasedly, I'm sure there's tons of Republicans that do this too. But they call it corporate insider trading. Nancy Pelosi has beat out every hedge fund in New York for the last 2 years running. Is she a good politician or is she a good trader? Well, I'd say she's a great trader and a terrible politician. Again, it depends on where your biasness is. But what is it that she knows that the average American doesn't know? And it's not just her. What about the Fortune 500 CEOs? So this program follows what their purchases are, or if they're dumping their own stock. So let's say, and I'm using an example, I'm not sure that CEO of NVIDIA did this, but you know, NVIDIA had a big spike. Is it NVIDIA or NVIDIA? NVIDIA. So NVIDIA had a big spike. So you don't think those CEOs know what the earnings reports are gonna be and what the expectations are and probably what the stock price is gonna do? Sure they do, but they're bound to a different set of rules than we are as the general public. So if they were to purchase large shares of their own stock, they have to hold that position for 6 months. So they need to bank on this is going up and it's going to continue to go up. Well, that's a telltale sign to us that maybe we should be doing the same thing that these Fortune 500 CEOs are doing. Vice versa, if they're dumping their own stock, you can make money on the way down. So that's essentially what this publishing company does, is it's giving you 3 to 4 picks every single month. So instead of you learning how to day trade, which you could do, and I encourage you to do that as well, you could just say, all right, this is what they're doing with their money because they're following these entities, they're following these individuals that have made tons of money. Here, Ross, who's the head of the Replace Your Dollar, his lowest year in the last 7 years was a 29% return. His highest year was over 300%. I don't know exactly what the number over 300 was, but it doesn't matter. That's gangster. That's really good. Why? Because they're following these trades. So you could do the exact same with your own money. So this is essentially the flow of money into the HELOC, from the HELOC into the insurance policy. Now I need to go gobble up some higher yield returns. Then I'm gonna take a fraction of that and play into this And you could actually, over time, substitute these two and say, now I'm going to put this one in that position and this one in that position. This is what we call the bulletproof financial blueprint. And everyone can follow this. Think about this. Is there any industry here that is new to anyone? The lending industry, not new. Maybe the alternatives to lending is new to you, but the lending industry is not new. Neither is the insurance, neither is real estate investing, and neither is the equities market. So I hope this explains what Replace University is and why we designed it to be this way and why we consider it bulletproof for you. Take care. God bless.